everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. It's yet another gorgeously beautiful, beautiful day. It's not too hot and it's just amazing here on my deck. So I thought, you know what, mangoes are in season. I'm gonna try and get as many mango recipes out there as I can. So today we're gonna be doing a no-bake instant mango cheesecake. Now, that's not it. This is gonna be the icing on the cake. It's gonna have half the fat in it than a normal cheesecake, or maybe even less than half. And I'll explain you why, because we're gonna do a couple little different things. If you wanna go ahead and add the fattening stuff, you can. But this is something that I can indulge in and really not feel guilty, because it, you know, it's way less calories and way less carbs than a regular cheesecake would be. So let's get started. So I got here, we did about a 14 ounce package, and then we did one 14 ounce package of Oreos, and then we did another half. So we did 1.5 packages. So, you know, one package had 14 ounces of Oreo cookies in there. So what we did was, you know, the Oreos usually are like this, right? And it's got that white stuff in it. Well, we went ahead and took out all the white stuff from it. And that's gonna eliminate a lot of our fat. What we did was we went ahead then and processed this so it looks like just crumbs. And you can do that in a plastic bag. I threw it in a food processor, easier, quickly, done. So, and then here I have 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. And we're gonna throw this in there and make the crust, the base of the crust. Now let's go ahead and review the cream ingredients here. I have a 16 ounce fat-free sour cream. I have 8 ounce whipped topping, which is also light. And then I have cream cheese here, which is a third less fat. And we're gonna use 2 blocks of it. 1 block is 8 ounces. So we're gonna use 16 ounces of cream cheese. We're gonna use 16 ounces of sour cream. And then as far as the topping or the Cool Whip is concerned, we're gonna do the 8 ounce. I'm gonna see how it looks. I want it really nice and fluffy, and I feel like if I need to add more, we'll add more. So, and then I have here one whole mango that I took the skin off, threw it in my magic bullet and pureed it. We're gonna do just a little splash of lime in there, and we're gonna try this cheesecake and see how it tastes. If I feel that we need a bit more sugar in it to sweeten it, we will add a little bit of icing sugar or powdered sugar in there. But I didn't bring it out because I kind of want to stay away from it because our mangoes are quite sweet. But we'll see in the end when we give it a taste test. So what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna go ahead and just take out some of the crumbs, you know, about 3 tablespoons of the crumbs. And I'm gonna put that aside, and we're gonna use that for garnishing as well as the Oreos that I have here. So we'll set that aside, okay? Then what we're gonna do, and I have a springform pan here, and this works really, really well because I can just throw the whole thing into the fridge, and we're gonna let it sit for at least 6 hours before we take it out and cut it. So in goes our butter. Okay, we're just gonna mix that really well. Want to make sure that you distribute the butter everywhere. Okay, we're gonna go ahead, put that into our springform pan. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna take this little bowl here and I'm just gonna press it. And this will really help. And I don't want the edges to be even, I want them uneven. Excuse me for my cough. And I think that pollen is out and it just gives me that tickle in my throat. Okay. All right, so you see how we just put everything in there and just kind of, and this is going to set nicely in our refrigerator. So we're going to put this aside. And we're gonna start with our cream cheese. And the cream cheese is really nice. It's room temperature. And that's the best thing that you could do, is use room temperature cream cheese. It's just gonna make things go really, really quickly. So not only is this instant when you make it, but it's also instant as far as you don't have to bake it. Okay. Now, if you're using one of those, I think they have the Oreo ready-made crusts. If you want to go ahead and use that, I use that all the time. Completely okay. What you then want to do is you want to bring the quantity of the cream cheese and the sour cream down to only 8 ounces per for the cheesecake. So you would use only one block of cream cheese, and instead of the 16 ounces of sour cream, you'd only use 8. And then the 8 ounces of Cool Whip would work just perfect. And then I'm just going to go ahead and splash just a little bit of lime on top of it. Not much. Okay. Go ahead and add our sour cream in there too. Okay, at this point, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and just make sure that our filling is really nice and creamy by just mixing the cream cheese and the sour cream. See how it's, because it was room temperature, there's no little chunks in it. Just really quick, really easy, really fast. We'll go ahead and add our mango. Now, if it's mangoes are not in season, or if you can't get a hold of mangoes, go ahead and use the mango puree, and you can get that in any of the Indian Asian stores. The other idea would be summer, when mangoes are really in season and you find some really nice ripe mangoes, that's the time you want to either make it into chunks, put them into chunks, put it in your freezer, and then if you want to make this in the winter time when it's not available, take the chunks out and puree it, so you're actually using fresh stuff. How beautiful the color looks, and with the black, you know, the Oreos, it just looks really, really good. So this time I'm quickly going to do a taste test and see if we need to add any more You know, unfortunately we do. So I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna go grab my powdered sugar. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna put it in here and then put it in the fridge for it to set. Got my powdered sugar or icing sugar, and I'm not gonna tell you, you know, how much to add in there, although I put a 1/4 of a cup and another 1/4 of a cup. And basically, you know, we're gonna start mixing it and we're gonna keep on doing our taste test until I come with the taste that we like here at home. So it's not gonna be very sweet. Okay, so at this time, let's do a taste test, and also we haven't added the Cool Whip yet. You know what? I think it's perfect. I'm not going to add any more powdered sugar in there because I think the whip topping is sweetened too. So go ahead, add our Cool Whip in here. Okay, and at this point, I'm not going to use the beater. I'm just going to fold that in. And I'm still going to do one more taste test because after adding the Cool Whip in there, I want to make sure that, again, the taste is fine as far as how sweet it is. And I think I'm okay with using that 1 8-ounce container. I don't think we're gonna need another one in here. Okay, again, we're gonna do a last taste test. It's okay for me, but I think everybody in the house will want it just a little bit more sweeter. Perfect. Okay, so we got that done. Looks so good. I'm so excited for this. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and pour this in there. So I'm just gonna straighten this out, just like so. Okay, pop this in the refrigerator about 6 hours. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna cut this up and garnish it. Go ahead and cut this, and don't feel like getting into it, but really it looks amazing. So let's go ahead. Okay. Right. Okay, there we go. Okay, so taste test. Look at that. Okay. Mmm. Amazing. It's got that really, really intense flavor of the mango, and then it's offsetting it with the Oreo cookies, and the Oreo cookies are still crunchy. It's just absolutely amazing. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. And if you're making this on a really hot day, you know, go ahead and add one more box of cream cheese in there. That will even help it set even more. Mine has set really, really well, but it's really, really hot here and humid. So it is melting on me a little bit. So I think next time, if the weather was like that, if I were making this in the winter time, I would stick with the recipe. But if I were making it in the summertime, I'd go ahead and add the 3 blocks of 8 ounce cream cheese in there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video with me. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.